Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Avi Mori, Imi Marasi, Sheyichyu, and is based on a Shal Shudas Joshua. Given by Moreno Barabeno, Rana Gon, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Secher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, בשכונת שערי חסד אשר בירושלים עיר הקודש. אמר הרב, והיה עקב תשמון, בכל הפרשה נאמר תשמעון. What's this emphasis on תשמעון? וגם יש להבין מה שאמר משה, ממרים הייתם עם השם מיום דעתי אתכם. משה בנו says, you've been rebellious with God from the day I've known you. It's like he's mekanter the Jewish people. What is he instigating them for? What is he provoking them for? Ma'amrim ha'yisim im Hashem miyom dati eschem. From the day I know you, you're rebellious. So the union is as follows. Isn't the Gemara in Brochus that three things were given through Yisurim, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba? Why do you need Yisurim in order to get to Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba? Hine yesh shamayim v'yesh aretz, yesh guf, and why do you need Yisurim to get Torah and Eretz Yisrael? Everything. There's heaven and there's earth, there's body and there's soul. Just like life is the connection of body and soul, so too there's no life without connecting heaven and earth. And we have to know that the earth, mitzad atzma, the earth has to have thistles and thorns. The earth has to have wild animals. Earth has to have mazikim. So too, living in a body means that one is liable for illness. That's the teva of the body. Chen mitzad geder ha-tevi shel ha-aretz. The earth has to have all of these different impediments and blemishes. And so too, the body also has to have these various blemishes. That's teva. And it's only when the soul connects to the body, it can remove all of these, all of this dross, all of the illness. And so too, when the heaven connects to the earth, then the earth becomes purified and doesn't have so many thorns and thistles and problems. And therefore, there's a difference between the Seder et Chabrut, the order of connection, whether if the heaven rules over the earth, or if the earth arouses the heaven, if the soul rules over the body, or if the body arouses the power of the soul. If the dominion is from the body and the earth, or from the heavens and the soul and the heavens. If it's mitzad, if the dominion is given over to the heavens, to the soul, then all the laws of nature are not going to be in force. There's going to be no falling, there's going to be no yiridus, there's going to be no nefilas. There's going to be no dross, there's going to be no illness. Everything is pure, rein, holy. But it's not so if the Yisrael is mitzara gashmi, is vachoymer, mitzara gufe aretz. Asai lo yinakum mechukei v'tegaya gufe aretz. If the Yisrael comes, if the arousal comes from the body, from the earth, then we're going to have to live within the realm of the context of the earth, of nature, and be bound by the rules of nature. Who is going to be the ruling party? That's the question. Body or the soul? It's the soul, the heavens, and the body and the earth are clean, pure, holy, good, unblemished. It's inside the body, And the body has to arouse the soul, the earth, the heavens. And we get into problems, and then we're bound by the physical. However, just like the body without a soul is nothing, so too is a soul without a body. It's nothing with regard in relationship to what is, what God wants when he created the heavens and the earth. The soul with the body. The soul needs the body right now. And therefore, Yisodam Agamasha L'Chefetz Eloki, the foundation of the focus of God's will, that they should be connected. Wherever all the desires of the body should not come from the body, they should come from the soul. And the neshama should be over the body for its desires. The neshama says to the body, want food so you, so I can learn Torah. Want food so I can do mitzvahs, give tzedakah. Want sleep so I can daven. And then all the desires of the body are kodesh kadoshim, because it's the neshama that tells the body what to want. בני ישראל עם קדושו גם כן לא נוצרו שיהיו נזירים מכל מאבי הגוף ומשוללים כל רגשותיו. אם כן, היו הם נשמה בלי גוף. The Jewish people were not created to be monks, to be detached from all desires of the body, all feelings of the body. We should just be a soul without a body. And God who created us a soul without a body. God wants it to be a soul with a body. Or with the soul has to be ma'orer, all the feelings of the body. The soul aroused the body to only desire mitzvahs. Nothing else. And certainly not the davar aser. Shehem ha-machalot shebaguf. ואין לה מקום זולת כשהם מצד הגוף ולא כשהם מובים מצד הנשמה. אף על פי שביסודה מאבי הגוף המה, בכל זאת כיוון שבי מצד הנשמה סגולת נשמה עליהם. There is an illness of the body when the body desires purely physical things. That's not holy. When it comes from the neshama, then it has the school of the neshama. If the neshama tells the body what to desire, then it has that special quality of the neshama. It's holy, it's pure. And a Jew is able to do that, to give, make his soul life dominant over his body life, that the soul should determine, should shape the body's desires, body's wants and needs. And all of the justifiable desires of the body should be shaped by the soul. Koach lem shekol ha-tviot ha-tzodkot shel ha-chomer, all of the requirements, the justified requirements of the material, should be through the neshama and the shemayim al-yoinim and the heavens. And that's the inyan of the neshama yisera that only Am Yisrael has. Rashi says, you can eat and drink and not be disgusted by it. See the Zohar HaKadosh in Bamidbar Kuf Nun Vav, Amid Aleph, and the Igot HaRa'aya. Very rare that Rav Chalap quotes his Rebbe explicitly. And here he references Igot HaRa'aya, Chelek Bet, Igeret Tav Kuf Mem. That letter was actually written to Rav Chalap, very deep letter. היינו שכל התביעות לאכילה ולשתייה היא להם בשבת מצד הנשמה. And Shabbos, your desire to eat and drink, if you're on the proper spiritual level, is מצד הנשמה. And therefore, you're not going to be disgusted by the food, because you're on a soul level, only the body gets disgusted by food. But if you're on the soul level, then all the food of Shabbos is holy and elevates the soul, and you're not disgusted, you're not on the low physical level of the body. And there are those who are zocha that they have the neshama yisera all week long. Listen to what the Rav writes over there to his Talmud, Yank of Moshe. Writes Chaviv Ruchi v'Nafshi u'Machmad Levavi, Rav Amora Gadol, U'Tzar HaTov v'Azgula, Morenu Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap Shlita, Chol B'nei Veito Ha'Ikarim, V'Bracha Shleima, Ve'Ora, V'Simcha, Onig Nachat, Chedvat Olamim, Lorech Yamim. Tovim. This letter, by the way, was written in Yerushalayim on Chof Tes Iyar, the year Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, 1913. Yikiri Anachmad Machashka Nafshi Lahatzot Lefanav Pninat Chen Mishashay Nefesh Yomat Heerato Yikara. I really want to talk about your beautiful ideas relating to what you commented. Dvar Omud Rochav Eden HaKodesh L'Kdushat Shabbat Kodesh, regarding the exalted, expansive pleasure, holy pleasure of Shabbos, Chemdat, Hayamim Be'emet, the most beloved of all days, Yachasol Yom HaTochol Nleshi B'Shabbos, the weekday, Avakei Tisham Adayin Matzorim Yigalot K'nusim Kela Alakta. But right now, there are impediments from putting this on in writing, putting pen to paper, as they say today. But Hashem HaYishua, Kikel Hashem Be'er Lanu, Hashloch Lanu Mate Oz, Dakul Nisa Mitzion. So God should give us a salvation, shine his face to us, give us the power. And that's the pen, according to Zohar, reading to a Zohar. According to Zohar, Tikkun Chaf Aleph. L'rdot b'kerev oyveinu, gam b'yom d'chol. Sh'negudat or chedvat ha-shabbat b'zohar yif'at gvurat tishon ahavata. בשלוות מנוחתה בתענוג אהבת עולם תגלה ותראה גם בהם בעזרת השם יתברך. That the light of the joy of Shabbos with all of its glory, beautiful, powerful glory, and love and serenity, the pleasure of eternal love should be revealed even during the week. וילב כל תורתו ידיד ליבי בטוח שכן יהיה בעזרת השם. ויגל וישמח בחדוות השם תמיד בכל עת חפץ. כי הלא הוא גברא דאית לי, רואי שתהיה ברכת קדושת ידידות, שבת קודש הראה עליו בהערתה המענגת לעתים תכופות גם בכל ימות החול. רק חזק ואמץ והירך לבוכה ועתירה ועתיכת כלל וכלל, כיבור השם השם באוזלנו ויקטין את דעתו ולא ישיח אותה בכל יום, מהשיטה העיונה של גודל ורחבות דור הדעת בנועם הקודש על ידי עסק התדירי, בתורת אמת ברזי תורה כל אשר ימצא תרוחו תור הנכון, ומעלה אחר מעלה יעלה בעוז השם גבורת נועם ימינו. So that's what Rav Charlap wanted, that he should feel Shabbos even during the week. Rav Cook says he can get there, that he should learn a lot of Kabbalah as much as he's able. And then he's marich there. So that's what the Rav Charlap writes here. V'yesh mish zoche, that his Nesham Yisrael, he has it even during the week. ואז הינם בערך יום הדקול השבתא. It's always Shabbos by him. המלכה המקווי Shabbos. It's in the Zohar, הקודש חייב לגמר חפתה סמר אלף. And somebody who's not זכר, the נשם will leave him and not see Shabbos. Vai of the nefesh. שחוזרות לימות החול, חיי הגוף עם כל מפסידיהם. But on Shabbos, he goes back to the Yemos HaChol. That's why Vayinofash, Zal says, Vay of the Nefesh. Oy! We lost our soul. Those are the people who aren't Zocha to have Shabbos even during the week. If a person isn't Zocha to this special Maila of the Jewish people, comes the Yisurim and sweetens it. Vayidezem is Dakfim Shagam Bezman Shaloyim Dumadarayat and Hashemah Yiginu Aleim Ha'Yisurim Shaloyim Shichu Lishkoa. So if a person is not in the Madrega, that he's always with the Shem Yisrael of Shabbos, he's not in that high holy state, so the Yisurim make sure that he doesn't descend into the pit of materialism. They ran after God like horses. They were always with God. All the desires of their body came from the Neshama Yisrael. והוא עניין מה שאמרו נעשה ונשמע, שכל מה שנעשה נשמע בהר כל השם מדבר איתו, ולא צריך לחשוד מעשה מולה אינם נעשים בצד השלמות העליונה. נהיה בטוחים שאין הגוף מחווה את דעתו מצד עצמו, אלא שהכל, כל מה שמתעורר בו הוא כולו אך מצד הנשמה האלוקית. וזה מנזכה לעתיד לבוא, שכל אחד מישראל, כל מה שיעלה על ליבו יהיה כולו אך ורק הופעה נבואית, ממרומים מה שיעשה או מה שיחשוב. ואז יתעטרו ישראל במצוות חדשות, כל אחד בפרטיות, לבד המצוות הכלליות שהן עמדות לעד חרשים לבקרים, רבה אמונתך. And the matzah drag of Nasa v'nishma. All of our Nasa, everything we do, is because we're listening to the voice of God. It's not the goof talking, it's the neshama. It's the neshama elokis. That's Nasa v'nishma. All of our Nasa is going to come from the nishma, from hearing the voice of God. And that's what's going to be lasid lavo. That everything we do is going to come from our neshama. From nevuah. Nevuah is going to tell us what to say, what to do, what to think. And then we're going to get new mitzvahs. Everybody's going to get individual new mitzvahs, besides the general mitzvahs that are eternal. That's what it means, chadashim labkarim, there are always going to be new chidushim. Every morning, every day, new mitzvahs. Rabbah emunatecha, it's a pasuk in Eicha, 3:23. God's faith is great. He sees in us, he has faith in us. Emunatecha. He has your emunah in us that we can keep these new mitzvahs. Besides the kavua mitzvahs that we're all going to keep. Al im shavartem et ha'nasme, it says in the Medrash, shimru al ha'nishma. If you broke the nasa, at least keep the nishma. Tzachim levchon et kol ha'nishma, im lo nove merikshi haguf, yisigim et ha'arovet. תערבות, בזהירות יתרה צריכים להיזהר שלא להאמין בעצמו, צריך לבחון הלאה כל מה שעולה הרוחו, יהיה מסור כולו לבחון הכל אם הוא על פי התורה, על פי ההפך מהתורה חס וחלילה. So if we're not good with the nasa, at least be good with the nishma. What are we hearing? What are we thinking? What are we feeling? Does it come from the Torah? Or not? הפך מהתורה. That's what it means in the pasuk. והיה עקב תשמעון. את כל המשפטים האלה בשמרתם ועשיתם אותו משמר השם ולקח לך את הברית ואת החסד אשר נשבע לאבותיך. They were zocher to be always in the madrig of nasa v'nishma, that all the feelings of the body should only be based on the neshama, and we wouldn't need zchus avos. We ourselves would be b'chinas avos. We're not in that madrega. Therefore, we need zchus avos. Ve'ekev tishmun, you're going to listen to the mitzvahs, you're going to guard them and do them, and then God is going to keep the bris and the chesed that he swore to your avos. You need the zchus avos because you broke the nasa, you did the chayda ego. But if we were on the original madrega of nasa v'nishma, that all the rikshi aguf were purely activated by the neshama, we wouldn't need the zchus avos. We ourselves would be b'chinas avos. אבל אם רק תשמעו ולא תהיו באותה מדרגה מיוחדת לכם, בכל זאת, יש אם מצד עקב, כי אינם בבחינת תשמעו ולא בבחינת נעשה ונשמע. וכן עליכם לבחון כל מעשיכם ושמרתם ועשיתם אותם. That's what it means. Yeah, Ekev Tishmon, if you listen. That's mitzad Ekev, the soul, it's low. We're only b'pchinas Tishmon, we're only in the world of Shmiya, we're not in the world of Nasiv Nishma. We lost that Nasiv Nishma, that all of our Nasa is based on our Nishma and our Neshama. We don't have the proper Nasa anymore. All we're left with is that we have to listen. And we have to be very vigilant to see that all of what we hear is Ratzon Hashem. It's the neshama talking, not the goof. So we have to be bochen. We have to examine all of our deeds. Ushmartem va'asitem otam. We have to examine all of our deeds to make sure we're doing them properly. And not to be overconfident that we're not going to stumble. And then, v'shamar lecha Hashem Elokecha lecha ta brit v'ta chesed asher nishba la'avotecha. And then God is going to keep his covenant with you. He swore to your avos. V'gam b'p'china zu v'hevecha u'berachecha. He's going to love you, bless you. Baruch tiyeh mikol ha'amim. You're going to be blessed from all the nations. Ki af al pi she'ein ze mimadregatchem. Even though it's not your madrega. Yot rikshe ha'guf mitorim mitzad ha'guf. ומתווים דווקא מצד הנשמה, וזה רק חלקם של ישראל. אם לא הגעתם למעלתכם הנפלא, אפילו אם אתם עובדים את השם בבחינת משמרתם ועשיתם, כי אינכם כופים את רגשי הגוף, אינכם אוסרים אותם לעבודת השם. יש טעמים לטענת טעמים כי מחלקם הוא, ולא מחלקכם, יוכלו לדבור מנת חלקם. בכל זאת גם הם יברכוך ויכירו וידעו כי הם אפילו לדרגה זו לא יגיעו, אם אמנם זהו חלקם. חום הגמתו של יצחק לחלק עולם הבא ליעקב ועולם הזה לעשיו. לא היה מכוון של יעקב לא יהיה חלק בעולם הזה. לא כל העולם לא נברא לה בשבילו. אלא שמגמתו של יצחק הייתה להעמיד לתקן את כל העולם כולו על תוכנו האמיתי. ונתן ליעקב עולם הבאנו שכל רגשי העולם הזה לא יבוא אליו מצד העולם הזה ומצד העולם הבא מצד הנשם הלבן. ועשיו נתן עולם הזה שהוא רגשי הגוף מצד העולם הזה יעשרם לעבודת השם. נורגה פחדה פן כשלא יהיה יעקב במעלה יתרה, עליונה. בעולם הזה, מצד העולם הזה, לא יהיה לו. לא יהיה אדון על העולם, אז זה גם לא מבחינת ושמרתם ועשיתם אותם. דאגה על זה, והסיב את הברכות ליעקב. So the madrega of the Jewish people is ideally that our body, our soul controls our body. Our heaven controls our earth. That's our madrega. But let's say we're not there, we're not holding there. We're only on the madrega of Ushmartem Ba'asisim Aysam. In other words, we just have a tishmon, Ushomea, and then we have to be very vigilant to make sure that it's our soul talking and not our body, and then keep the mitzvahs. In other words, we have to force our body to keep the mitzvahs. Not going to come automatically. Not going to be a nasa v'nishma. But all of our nasa is going to be because of the nishma. It's automatically going to follow up with the nishma. That it's our soul that's going to be in charge of our body. שכל מה שנעשה נשמע בהר כל השם מדבר איתו. We're not on that level. Rather, we're in the Ekev, on the lower level of just of Shmiah, not that Nasa is going to automatically stem from the Shmiah. We're in the world of Shmiah that our Neshama, we have to be Koyf for our Guf. Our Guf is going to follow automatically the Neshama. We have to force the Guf. And the Goyim can say, we're on the same level. Nevertheless, they're going to bless you. They're going to recognize that they're not even on that madrega that their soul is forcing their body. Our madrega is ideally that our soul automatically, our body automatically follows our soul. Even when we're not on that madrega, and the body has its own desires, but nevertheless, it has to subordinate itself to the Neshama. And the nations are going to recognize that your madrega, even on a lower level, is still higher than them. You know, that's where they're supposed to be holding, that their neshama should be forcing their body. And originally what Yitzchak wanted was to give Yaakov Olam Haba and Esav Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? All of Olam Hazeh was created for Yaakov. The whole world's for the Jewish people. What it means is that Yitzchak's goal was that Yaakov should, all the regasha, all the rikshot, all the feelings of Yaakov of Olam Hazeh shouldn't come from Olam Hazeh, should come from Olam Haba, from the Nisham. And Esav, he gave Olam Hazeh, meaning that he should have rikshi aguf, Olam Hazeh, digging desires, and then force them to serve Hashem. That was the goal. That's why I wanted to give Esav the brachas. I wanted to give Esav the brachas of Olam Hazeh, that he should subordinate all of Olam Hazeh to his Nisham. He should win that battle. But Yaakov didn't, was on a completely different level. Yaakov was on a level that he was completely Olam Habedik. That his body automatically followed all the rikshas of the goof from Mitzad the Neshama. Esav, the rikshas of the Nish goof from Mitzad the goof. And the Neshama has to come in and say, no, behave yourself, be a good boy. Shmartim Basisim. And Yaakov was on the Madrega, that all the feelings of the goof from Mitzad the Neshama. And his bracha to Esav is that even though he has Riksha Salam Hazim Mitzad the Guf, the Neshama should still be dominant. And Rivka said, no, she was afraid. It wouldn't work. What happens if Yaakov isn't on that Madrega that his body automatically falls? And so all the Riksha Haguf on Mitzad the Neshama. So therefore she made sure that Yaakov got the brachas. She knew there's going to be a madrega with shmartim basisim osim, that lower madrega, the rikshi akuf hafugashis, tzad olam hazeh. That's what means baruch tiyam mikol ha'amim. They're going to bless you, and they're going to say, okay, at least that you did. At least you subordinated your rikshis akuf of olam hazeh to the nisham. And that's, those are the tochachas of Moshe. You have to keep the nishma. Tishmon. So don't be in the madrega. You're not on. You're not holding by Nasir Nishma anymore. So at least be by the Nishma. Listen to your Nishma and make sure that it's the Nishma talking, not the goof. That's why we need Yisurim. Because sometimes we fall, and the Yisurim purify us to be Zochet Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. What the Yisurim do is they get the goof in order. The goof isn't so happy, the goof isn't so strong. So it purifies the goof. Show the goof who's boss. What is the goof? The person doesn't sleep for a day, he's a shmata. He doesn't eat, it's a shmata. The goof has to realize how weak it is, how pathetic it is, and then it goes into the ground and goodbye, goof. You soon purify a person. That's what it says. Ve'esi Hashem imcha kol choli v'chol madvei Mitzrayim lo yisim ampach. As mitzad ha-teva, we're supposed to get sick. We're not there yet. We haven't reached Shleimus. Nevertheless, God will keep the bris and the chesed. If you're Shomea properly, God will keep the bris and the chesed of the Avos. And he's going to purify you and remove the Yisur, remove the Machlis. Provided that you keep the mitzvahs. If not, if you fall, then you get Yisurim to purify you. That's what it means. Al tomer v'levavcha, v'adav v'shem l'kach v'yitzam v'lefanecha, v'tzitkasi yaviyani, lo v'tzitkasi v'yosh l'levavcha, ki v'rishas ha-goyim, v'man hokim v'sidav v'shem nishba l'shem l'vsecha, v'yidati ki lo v'tzitkasi, it's not your tzitkas. God isn't pushing out the goyim because of your tzitkas. That you're not on the level of nasiv v'nishma, that all the desires of the body are mikoch v'nisham, and it's a revelation of nevuah like it's going to be in the future. A pasuk in Koheles, God made man straight. Lokim asel sadam yosher in bichru chishvonos rabim. Yosher is that the straightness is that the neshama should determine what the desires of the body are, not the body mitzad atzma. And therefore it says, don't make a mistake with tzidkasi. Not only haven't you gotten yet to the yosher, that all of your desires should be mitzad the body, should be mitzad the neshama, that's the yosher, lo b'tzidkasu liyosher levavcha. You haven't even, not only have you not gone to the yosher, you haven't gone to the tzidkas either. Lo b'tzidkasu liyosher levavcha. You haven't gone to the tzidkas or the yosher levav. What's the yosher levav? That all the desires of the body come from the soul. And what's the tzidkas? That the bodies have desires mitzad the body, and yet the soul is still dominant over the body. You're not there, and you're not there. That's what it means. It says in the pasuk, "Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Eimach, Ki Im Liyira." What is God asking you? Just to fear Him. The Gemara says, "What? It's not a big deal." It is a big deal. The Gemara says, "No, no, no." The Gabbai Moshe, it's not a big deal. Gabbai Moshe Milsa Zutrasi, Ma Hashem Shalom Eimach, Ki Im Liyira also. The Gabbai Moshe was a Milsa Zutrasi. It doesn't mean that because for Moshe it was a small matter, therefore you can ask it of the Jewish people. The Gemara is medactic, b'loshon ma. In other words, what does God ask you? There's a higher madriga also. There's a higher madriga than what's being asked of you. Kim liyira also. That's the madrega of Moshe. That all the desires of the body came from the soul. As I'm understanding where Rabbeinu's saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, listen, for me, I'm on the level of Yira. That all the desires of the body come from the soul. So what is God asking you? God's not even asking you to be on that madriga. You don't have to reach that high. At least subordinate the body to the soul. Let the body listen to the soul. But not all the desires of the body have to come from the soul. And that's why there was Akpadr Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. Because in his madriga, that all the desires of the body come from the soul, he has to speak. Because Vayar Shem Shemayim Nasiv Ruv Kol Tzvah, everything was created with speech. All Nasiv comes from Gashmis. Ruchnias is Mitzad Dibur, Mitzad Ruach. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu should have remained in the world of the Ruach, of speech. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Machshava was, his logic was that he didn't want to emphasize that he's greater than the Jews. He hit the rock. He put himself in the level of the Nasa, that's out of the Gashmi, it's not in the pure spiritual level. But the truth is, he could have, that was a time that the Jewish people were worthy of being on that high Madriga, the Madriga of the future. They're all going to be Nevi'im. And everything's going to come from the soul. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have used that soul talk. Speaking to the rock, not hitting it. It would have been a much greater Kiddush Hashem had he spoken to the rock. He would have showed that everything is in the matter of spirit. With Vayar Shem Shemayim Nasiv Ruach Kol Tzvah, you can create with speech, not with action. It's a more ruchni stika madrega. And for the Moshe Rabbeinu, the madrega of just tempering the goof, the goof shouldn't do averus, that's nothing. That's a milsa zutrasi. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Kulo Neshama, so it says about the Jews, Ma Hashem Shalom, the higher Madriga. And I'm not asking of you. The And that's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Kula Neshama. And that he shouldn't follow the dictates of the body was Pasha from Moshe. The Jewish people aren't being asked to be on the level of Moshe. It's a much higher Madrega. Jewish people are just asked to try to temper their body. And for Moshe, though, it was talking out a big deal. So they're being told, listen, Mashem Shoma, what is God asking? Meaning there's a higher Madrega you can reach. You don't have to reach that higher Madrega, just of Moshe Rabbeinu of the desires of the body coming from the soul. Just be on the level that the desires of the body are controlled by the soul. But you're not pirates. Get there. You don't make any breaches. That's the avod of this parasha, the avod of Shmia, the avod of making sure that you listen to your soul, your body listens to your soul, even though the body has its own desires. They don't come from the soul, it's still the body should listen to the soul. No, is this a deep shal shittus drasha from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe? Zeyer tif, very, very deep. So, Mitzvah Shem, we have a lot more to talk about. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for listening.